Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the I Love Authorpreneurs campaign. Now let's introduce our host, Sharon C. Jenkins, the Master Communicator.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Sharon Jenkins, and I am the Master Communicator. I am loving the fact that we are on this I Love Authorpreneurs campaign tour, and we are traveling all over the nation. Matter of fact, we are traveling all over the North American continent. We are actually in Canada with Wade Pierce, and I am so happy to have him on board. Hi, Wade. How you doing?
Hello, Sharon. I'm extremely happy and feeling equally enthused as you are. Feel good.
Well, you know, I am so glad that we had an opportunity to meet yesterday. And as a result of that meeting, we had to get you on board of this I Love Authorpreneurs train because we know you love authorpreneurs also.
Absolutely do. As an author, we all have that dream, and I'm inspired by your message, so I'm happy to be here.
Well, we're glad you're here. Now, tell my listening audience a little bit about yourself. That's important to us.
Yes. Well, my background is in the area of peak performance training and peak development. So I had a business many years ago in Australia and, you know, coaching other coaches and salespeople and CEOs on how to create better results. So from that, it moved into my passion for golf, which doesn't seem obvious to the listener yet, but it will. I just loved the game, couldn't play it. But I used my understanding of how the mind works and how to make the body do things at an accelerated pace, and I taught myself how to play. Well, I did it so well, I thought, I'm going to teach some processes of how to coach the mind in golf, you know, mental game coaching. I was actually a pioneer in that area 9 years ago online when I first launched my product called Whole Mind Golf. And it became my passion, working with others and assisting others to create better results. So, and then I was contacted about 18 months ago by a woman named Dr. Bette Daou, which is how the Author Success Guild, which we might chat about through this call, came to be. And my skills in, you know, peak performance modeling and understanding how to package information and get it into others' hearts and minds so they can duplicate those results faster became part of a team. So we can explore that a little further if you'd like. But that's a quick rundown of me.
So I'm curious, how do you define author success?
Wow, that's a great question. To me, it's all first, and this seems so rudimentary, is it starts with that dream. Success is not, it's pretty hollow if you sold a whole pile of books and you weren't passionate about it at all. So I would venture to say that I'm not saying this for everyone, I would like to be passionate about what I'm writing. That's my first success. And I think it's a success if you have the chutzpah within you to gather up all your energy and say, I'm so passionate about this, I know others will love it, and you'll take the effort to actually go and put that into the marketplace. To me, that's another success, because that most people won't do it. And then, so I would measure success in those who commit to their dream to follow through. Now, of course, we could say it's obvious to measure success if someone sold 1 million books, because we can all agree that that's a number and it's a very tactile thing to measure. Yet that discounts the many authors that are having enormous success because they're actually pursuing it and they're making progress and momentum towards really pursuing their dream. So that's how one of my big measures was for author success.
Mm-hmm. So tell us a little bit more about your journey as an authorpreneur. Matter of fact, define the word authorpreneur for me.
Wow, authorpreneur. That is so true, because how many things you actually have to learn. So we think when we're an author, okay, I wrote a book and I'm going to sell my book. Okay, well, that's one aspect of it. But in reality, your book is a business. I remember you saying in our original call yesterday, Sharon, that your book is like a baby. It's making sure it's ready for the market. But a lot of us don't let go of that baby. And we get so emotionally attached to the baby that we really don't become entrepreneurs. The true authorpreneur is someone who is going to take that book and treat it like what it is. It's a business. And when you look at it that way, then you can be a true entrepreneur. So I look at it as an entrepreneur, someone who's inventive, creative, flexible, resourceful, takes action, but looks accept that book as something that I am going to disconnect from me. I've already poured my heart into it, so my passion's already there in the pages, in whatever form it is, fiction or nonfiction. And then I'm going to now let that go and market it as a true entrepreneur. You need a lot of skills, though, I would say.
Or a great team.
That's probably one of those things I lack the most. When I got online 9 years ago, and I'm going to promote my whole mind golf product when DVDs I create, I was all excited, then the reality struck. Now, I wonder if many author listeners can relate to this. Okay, you've got it published. Now what? That's when the work really just begins. And the technological learning curve is steep. I found out. Who am I going to get to do the site? If I paid every single person to do what I did myself, I couldn't have afforded it. No chance back then when I was getting online. So I had to do it myself. And the learning curve was steep, to say the least, because the technologies weren't as far as they are now. So to even do a website was a massive task. All this code nowadays, you can, you know, probably add water. You know, most websites you can have up and running. You know, it's amazing, right? But yeah, so it was a big curve.
So speaking of technology, a lot of writers usually know a little about technology, enough to be dangerous. Why do they need to learn everything about using technology to market their books?
Well, there's an interesting point, because if I thought I had to knew it all, to say to know it all, it would be extremely difficult. I mean, I pulled it off because I'm so resourceful. I would just figure it out. Most people don't have the time. So I was single at the time, so I could afford the time. So you don't need to know all the technology. What you need to do is have access to people who understand it. And that's what drew him. It's like Henry Ford. He didn't have all the answers, but he knew what button to push to get someone to do it. You know, that's a rather cold way to say it, but that's his line. And it's true. You want to have access to the resources of skill sets that are beyond you, but that don't bankrupt you. And there's the rub, right? That's always the rub. Where do I get access to a team and a place where all these resources can be available but not go broke, but at the same time reduce the learning curve and technological burden on promoting my book? Because the majority of people are using the internet as a springboard to promote the books. I mean, it offers an amazing tool for leveraging your time and resources.
Because in my research and in my coaching, I've come to the realization one of the most important things that authors are wondering about is the marketing aspect of book publishing. They are lost, and there are a lot of people telling them to go this way or to go that way, and it gets to be confusing. So what is your recommendation for helping an author find their pathway to the marketing aspect, a successful pathway to the marketing aspect of their book project?
That really that brings us right to why I'm even doing what I'm doing. You know, we created a product inside Author Success Guild called the Complete Book Marketing System, which we're actually launching this week after 18 months. And it's the culmination of that very thing, to take something that allows an author to get access to a huge vault of resources in one spot so that they can take the overwhelm out of it. I was overwhelmed when I started, and most authors I've talked to are. They just like, I don't want to, you know, they get to the point where they're looking at all these things, like you mentioned, you know, 1,000 here and pulled here, 200 here, 500 there, and without a plan, you can burn through a lot of money. I proved it, and some of our partners have in our past, and if any of your listeners join our launch experience, they will hear experiences of us and the real world challenges we had. But from that, you get to avoid the pitfalls. So I would say having a team and having a system, a clear plan. If I don't know a single builder personally, and I know several, who would go into start a development a project and walk onto the property without a blueprint. Not one. But ask how many authors have a clear blueprint for their marketing. I bet you the number is, well, I could count it on one hand out of 100 that are clear, that say, this is what I'm doing. I know why I'm doing this. Here's my roadmap. And that's really what we're about at Author Success Guild, is creating that sort of one-stop place to take the noise out of the market so you can focus for 20 minutes, half an hour a day, and know you can build momentum toward your goal and get back to doing what you love, which is right.
And that's what you want to do anyway. I think authors sometimes get caught up in the romance of being an author. When you hold that book baby in your hand, it's like your firstborn, and you are just, how can I say it? You're just consumed with it, and you're consumed with taking care of it and loving it. And you really don't want any advice from anybody else simply because it's your baby. But the best course of action is to get the help that you need. Most of the time, you don't deliver the baby by yourself. You have a midwife or you have a doctor there. And then you don't care for the baby by yourself. You have a pediatrician who does all of that. So why do authors think that they can do it all themselves when they have a book baby? It just doesn't make sense. Help us with that, Wade.
That is probably the one defining moment in the an aspiring author, say, I want to be a career writer, career author's life cycle. That is the defining moment. If they, like many inventors, can't dissociate from their creation, it's what they're unconsciously doing is looking at themselves as the product. Whereas sure, in branding, you can leverage yourself as a product. But the product is the book. And most investors don't want to invest with inventors because they're not business people. It's a sure way to lose money. And investors don't like it. They get all angry. They don't want to give up percentages. It's the same thing. They can't disconnect from the idea. They think they are the idea. Whereas a true author is, that book is a business, and I need to market that. Sure, it's my baby. You can still love it, and just like parents do. But at some point, you let the baby grow up. Because if not, that baby will never be seen by anyone. And my guess is if you're an author, you probably want a few people to read the book.
Nor will it reach its full potential. That's one of the things that authors don't consider. For some reason, and it might be historically in the industry, everybody's aspiring to be a New York Times bestseller. That's the pinnacle of being an author, but what they don't realize is the journey is the most important thing. You may or may not get on the list, but that doesn't mean that your journey doesn't count for something. What's your opinion on that, Wade?
I mean, I think that's beautifully said. It's great you have that perspective, because that's how it is. Our dream and our pursuit of the dream is the exploration of who we are. See, in my background and peak performance coaching and all that is all about this. That's how we experience the best in us, and that's where we get the juice of our writing. Don't you agree? I'll give you an example. I have a friend, and I said he used to write music a lot, and he's writing songs, and prolific writer. He had his own genre he was into writing, and everything's good. And then I've talked to him. I'm about 3 or 4 months, and he hadn't written a song. And I said, "What's going on?" He goes, "I'm feeling too good." I go, "What? What do you mean?" He goes, "Well, I'm in a relationship and everything's going rosy. I can't write." I'm not saying that's the way people should look at their writing career, but that's interesting. It was the challenges that brought his best writing. And for a lot of people, my point is not to organize a life around no joy, obviously, but to embrace the challenges along the way to becoming that New York Times bestseller. That's the juice of who you are. That's where you get the good stuff from. And so personally, I enjoy the journey. So I really respect you for even saying that as something that people should make as the value. So if we only value the end result, all the moments that lead to that, if it doesn't occur, what are they worth? That's tragic.
So how does the complete book marketing system fit into an author's journey to success?
Well, I would say that is, now I'm going to be biased here, of course, but it fits in exceptionally well, because what it's done is we've created a system, which means it's a strategy. It's a cohesive plan. It's a blueprint. You actually have a roadmap to follow on your journey towards that New York Times bestseller or whatever your goal is, because I honor them all. There is no one that everyone should aspire to. But within them, there's a series of modules, and I'll quickly share them with you if you don't mind sharing. I'll walk through a few of them so people get a feel for it. Is that all right?
Sure, sure. The more we know, the more we can show.
Okay. So it's a 12-module system, and within each of these modules, we cover each lesson. I mean, numerous lessons. So, for example, and I'm going to condense this heavily for the sake of this call, we'll have 12 basic modules like define your perfect reader. And in our experience, the majority of authors we talk to do not understand how to define their target market well. They're not very good at it. And if you want to go through a lot of money in a hurry, don't do that step. Because by knowing your target market, your dollars are being invested wisely. Because that's, you know your target. You're not just guessing. That's what goes back to another thing about our dreams. If we continue to take an action towards something and say our strategy's flawed, but we're unconscious that the strategy was flawed and we're trying to get our book out, get it sold, and maybe it isn't selling as fast as we wanted, we might perceive that as meaning our book is no good. And oftentimes it's not even accurate. It's not that you just did not have a good plan. You didn't know your target market to start out with, which would have saved a lot of stress. So we go into that heavily, every aspect, niche groups, online hiding places, advertising in different areas. And then we'll do a module on planning, everything to do with planning, laying out a campaign, branding, everything, how to do presentations or inside branding. That's a key one. A lot of authors don't know how to lay out a good PowerPoint presentation to promote themselves if they're ever going to print a presentation in front of others. It's a good skill to have, in all the aspects to do with doing presentations, including webinars and teleseminars and how to leverage them to your advantage as an author. And social media, as we all know, is a huge one. So what about every social media channel other than just Facebook? Most authors, if you ask them social media, they think Twitter and Facebook, and that's about it. But there's a dozen others that you can leverage. So, and then there's blogs and article writing. There's publicity. There's audio and video, how to leverage those properly as an author to use them to your advantage. There's advertising. And there's list marketing, which most authors absolutely do not do well because, they're not looking at their book as a business. So you want to learn how to list build so you can leverage that market to sell to in the future if you have other author-related services. And word of mouth. We would both like this, wouldn't we, Sharon? Word of mouth area.
Oh, yeah.
So how about like networking? Dr. Beth Dehu, one of the brains behind the teaching process and the trainings and lessons we do, has written several books on networking, and they're amazing. That area alone, there's lots to leverage. And how about socials and associations and book fairs and doing events and street teams and even libraries? There's ways to leverage real world, foot on the ground stuff for marketing. And that's really what it's about. It's about not pie in the sky stuff, not false promises, real world actionable lessons you can transfer into your experience, for 20 minutes to half an hour a day. I know that was long winded, but seriously, that's a quick summary of all the lessons that are inside each module, which I won't go into each, of course.
No, that was good. And I have a clearer vision of what the system involves. One of the things that I'm curious about is why? Why are you doing this? And what is your personal why and your professional why? I want to know both about why the complete book marketing system and investing 18 months into putting something like this together.
Yeah, well, my why is the connection with whatever the you in you is, whatever that is, to connect with and make that known to the world, to have that voice, and as that one movie said, live out loud. I believe in that. Stand up, show up, be who you are. So that's my personal why, and that's the way I organize my life. My professional why is to find vehicles that allow that principle to come into being. So this vehicle, because I'm a writer and I like working with people and I want people to see their dreams happen, that's really my personal development and coaching others background, that's how and why I got into the whole author success field, and now we created this complete book marketing system, because it is a way for every author to cut through the noise and calm down and feel like, I can just exhale the overwhelm, the frazzled hair, and the nerve ends, which creates indecision. When we get confused, it creates indecision, and then we don't take action, then our dreams. So that my personal why and my professional why are almost grayed out. They're so close. So my passion is in the act of work, and I really, it truly is my passion. I love watching other people act on their dreams and see results. That's really it.
That's important. It really is. And it sounds like you have a vested interest in the success of others.
That would, I was about to say that goes without saying, but as a communicator, I'll definitely say it.
You know, sometimes people need to hear those things. I mean, I'm being honest, because when you think about everything that is around us, all the voices that are saying, I can help if you give me, you know, instead of I can help and let's talk about if you give me at a later date, to really sit down and evaluate what the problem is, and know that you can, you know, be a genuine asset to somebody. It makes a big difference.
Yeah, you know, I will sort of expand on what you just said. It's a springboard. Our launch, which is happening this week, we allow people to experience us. We give some content. We share the modules. We give our actual blueprint. Someone just take and go use it. We don't charge for it. And we give actual lessons. During the week, we're going to be giving lessons away so people can actually experience a real-on, hands-on lesson exactly the way we deliver them, and we don't charge for that. So we're doing this because we want people to realize that we're authors. We know the stresses, and we want people to feel like, okay, you know, we can trust these people. They come from the right place. Is it a business? Well, of course it is. How can we do this if at some point you don't make money? Clearly, it's a business, just like your book. Got to make money at some point. That's the vision. Yet the impetus, the start, and where we come from is to share and to allow people to experience who and what we're about and the content to make a decision for themselves if it fits with their vision of who they are as an author.
So we are coming to the close of our interview, and as Shakespeare said, parting is such sweet sorrow. We are so much a lightweight. I mean, our passions, I just want to say it's refreshing to hold this conversation with you. But I can't leave Canada without getting some more juice. You got to give me some more nuggets there. I need to go back. I need enough gas to get back to the United States of America. So give me a couple of tips that we can share with our listening audience that will empower them to master the marketing side of publishing.
I'll tell you, this is great. I'm just inspired something right away when you asked that. Is when you imagine a time, if you're an author, you're listening, a time when you were writing and you had momentum. You know, the characters were just flowing. They were almost acting themselves. You couldn't write fast enough. We've all had those moments for certain. Sure, they may be fleeting, and we all crave them, but they exist. And recall those moments. Get into the feeling of those moments, even for 30 seconds. Just recall one of those right now, if you can. And notice that sensation, that joy, that is so fun. I mean, that's why I write. Those moments are literally why I loved it. I mean, you can do more in an hour than you can in a week in that state. And that's what I want you to take that feeling into the beginning of book marketing and leverage it. So I'm huge on leverage. You can leverage your best state and apply that feeling towards the area you might not be the most congruent in. And you can transfer the gifts and the skills, the momentum, enthusiasm, and joy you have and passion into that other area when you start from that place. So that's the tip I would leave you, even to explore if you choose what we have to offer or whatever path you take. Get into a good place mentally and emotionally before you take any action that matters to you. Don't do them half-heartedly. Don't take an action that's kind of, you know, okay, well, I'll just do it in a bad mood. If you're going to stand up, show up, and invest who you are and live out loud, that's what I'd say.
Thank you so much. And listening audience, what I want to share with you is if you go to our Facebook page, there is an affiliate link there for you to sign up for the launch. I want to make sure that you know, go to I Love Authorpreneurs on our Facebook page. There will be a link look, I could not let this opportunity pass us by. And the reason being is because everywhere I go, authors are always asking me, what is the secret to marketing? And so now we have a key that opens that door, and you need to make sure that you go through that door. Why? Because it's going to expand your brand, expand your footprint in the industry, and it's going to make your exceptionality shine. So, Wade, if people want to contact you to interview you, or if they're interested in finding out more about something that you've written, can you give them a contact mode or email or a telephone or something like that?
Yeah, I would recommend email is always the best, because I'm plugged into this technological world, so I'm around it and I get those the fastest. I get them quicker than I would get phone calls in terms of the roundabout and turnaround time. So I would say contact Wades, W-A-D-E, at authorssuccessguild.com. So it's authorssuccessguild.com.
Wow. So I want to say this is one of my most favorite interviews. Wade, I want to thank you for showing up and showing out and really genuinely having a love for authors, because that's what this is all about. We are embracing authors. We are kissing them all on their cheek, all on the forehead. We are just loving them like crazy.
That's beautiful. Thank you. It's just been a pleasure being a part of it, and I'm so impressed with what you're doing with your whole campaign, and all the best to you and all your listeners.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this evening at 6 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time, we have Joel Friedlander, and we want to make sure you show up for that, because you are going to get tons of nuggets. We will be back in the United States of America, and, you know, we'll be back on native soil. You know, we're becoming international and all that wonderful kind of stuff. But, you know, we want you to tune in and get all you can get. Why? Because we want you to be successful in 2015. We want you to live your book dream. And that's the energy that fuels this train that takes us all over the North American continent. So thank you for tuning in today. My name is Sharon Jenkins. I am the Master Communicator. And I am so glad that you allowed me to hug you and to say I love you. Happy writing. Bye-bye.